Heat Check Radio, man. I feel that every single time I hear it, because hip-hop has saved my life. What's good, y'all? My name is Manny Mo. I'm the host of this here Heat Check, along with these two amazing, lovely ladies holding me down at all times. Shout out to DJ Yup, that's her on the ones and twos.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Hey, with the hoops on, just killing it all day, every day.
The bigger the hoop, the bigger the hoe. They're not that big, though.
Wait.
Everybody can drop.
Wait, I was waiting for it.
They're not that big. Never mind.
I'm saved, honestly.
I'm in a relationship now.
I'm so proud of you. Also, shout out to my lovely co-host, ATX Honey B.
What's going on? Yeah, no, I ain't got no hoops on. I got a pearl. That's about it. But that's all you're going to see from me.
Classy today.
Right. Keep it classy.
I like it because, yup, that her looks like she just came back from getting flued out. She all fabulous and everything. And then Bree is like full summer mode right now.
I really am. I got the shorts on. Y'all don't understand. I got my hair down. Got the flip-flops.
Killing the game right now, man. Shout out to my lovely co-hosts, man. Also, shout out to our dope guest in the building, my man, Damo Briggs. How you doing, bro? You good? Your mic on? Is your mic on? Or you just talk low? There you go. He just talks low. He's just a low talker. It's okay. There's no problem with that, man. It's not against the law to be high. It's against the law to smoke, right? Okay.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Unless you're driving. All right, I'm not going to get into the technicalities here. Damo Briggs in the building, man. You know what it is. We are the Heat Checks. We bring by independent artists at all times. Always holding it down for people that are, you know, bubbling up and on the cusp of course, doing something great. And already doing great things. We report live every single Thursday here at a Black Mirror Gold Studio. Shout out to my brother KB on the boards.
I was going to finish it for you.
See, the chemistry was there. It's
right.
It's there, I promise. It's the chemistry. Shout out to my boy KB on the boards, man. If you want to know about all the services that Black Marigold offers and provides, man, check out blackmarigold.com. Recording, photography, videography. My brother's got a lot of experience. He's worked with Shy Glizzy. I have to work that into every single episode of this show. Legally. That's in the contract, actually. So shout out to my brother, KB. So we're going to be listening to, obviously, a lot of underground hip-hop today, but we're going to be listening to some major stuff, too, man, because a lot of stuff that happened this week has definitely been kind of a weird mood this week. How are y'all doing? Y'all doing good?
I'm doing pretty good. I just wish I was still in Vegas. You win some, you lose some.
We heard a little bit about the pre-Vegas adventures. We were talking about that a little bit last week. How's the post? How you feeling it?
Everything's cool. You know what I'm saying? I was telling them I'm in deep right now. Not love yet. Deep you know what I'm saying? My dude, shout out. Shout out to my dude. 26. Can't be even happier.
That's what's up. I'm glad you had a good birthday. It's important to celebrate those birthdays, man.
Shout out to them Aries out there.
Absolutely. Speaking of birthdays, happy birthday to my oldest brother, man. My oldest brother is turning. I don't even fucking know how old, but it's his birthday today. Nah, it's my oldest brother.
Happy birthday,
Alex
brother.
Is just one of the other brothers. I got 15 brothers, man. It's a lot of them. But nah, the brother whose birthday is today is he's the oldest brother, so he's always kind of looked out for everybody.
Bossy.
Yeah. But low key bossy. Yeah. But
you know you should listen to me.
He's like a brain ninja. He's like bossy without even trying to be bossy. He'll trick you into doing shit for him. Brain ninja. I don't understand how he does it. Oh, man. But I'm glad everybody's doing good, man. We're going to go ahead and start jumping into some music already. We're gonna keep this thing moving fairly quickly today. This first artist is out of ATX, currently putting himself through college. And I love those artists that are man, I'm still doing school, but I'm trying to get my shit out there. I'm trying to do something. So nice to see people doing that.
Hard work pays off.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Honey Bree, who is this? Do you know who this is?
Yes, this is Billy T called Dash. Let's get it.
Money came, money went. Nothing I ever won't get. My nigga smoke off the brick. Nigga, we did it again. Times two, that's a twin. Never coming to the end. Fuck her, then a friend. Yeah, Johnny, we did it again. Speed up. dash. Watch how I get to the cash. Speed up, dash. Now I'm securing the bag. In it in the whip, going fast. She said she wanted to last. I hit the digital dash. These niggas in the past. Speed up, dash. Watch how I get to the cash. Speed up, dash. Now I'm securing the bag. In the whip, going fast. She said she wanted to last. I hit the digital dash. These niggas in the past.
The key is to never slow down. The key is to never give up. For to be invincible, you must not quit.
Back at it like it's automatic. Got the lean dripping on my vein. Weed tripping, go to see different cookies. How your mind, not your brain. Billy T with the things you need. I'm never coming short change. Money long like Giannis. Nigga, fuck it, let's be honest. Two girls, they the finest. Dropping bombs like it's 45. Minus 10 on the numbers. KD wearing 35. Head to head, that's collision. Favorite number, baby, 6'9. In New York, like I'm 6'9. Bad boys, Will Smith lines. I gotta get it. Get to the bad, that's all that I know. I gotta rip it like never before. Rest of my niggas, I'm never gonna fold. I'm snitching to the L, make a fold. Leave his body with some shots at his home. Hop in the whip, then I gotta go. Speed up, dash. Watch how I get to the cash. Speed up, dash. Now I'm securing the bag. In the whip, going fast. She saying she wanted to last. I hit the digital dash. These niggas in the past. Speed up, dash. Watch how I get to the cash. Speed up, dash. Now I'm securing the bag. In the whip, going fast. She saying she wanted to last. I hit the digital dash. These niggas in the past. Ayy, I stepped up in the game now. All y'all niggas on y'all way down. This ain't a party, we don't play around. Speak on no names, but I know things. Dogs moving like it's Greyhound. Close friends, they don't stay around. I don't follow like it's off season. Spring call, guess I gotta clean it. Winter told me that my wrist is freezing. Summer's on, but it's preseason. Heating up like I'm with the demons. Yeah, I'm heating up like I'm with the demons. Summer's on, but it's preseason. Winter told me that my wrist is freezing.
All right, y'all. Shout out to Billy T straight out of the ATX. That was Dash. Now, for those of y'all that are just now tuning in and don't know how we rate these songs, we're going to go around the room, rate them on a scale of 1 to 5 flaming emojis. All right. So I'm actually going to start with my lovely host, Mr. Manny Mo.
Sup?
How'd you feel about that song?
I liked it. I feel like it got us off to a good start right there. I don't like when we start off with slow songs. Because that always just, like, gets us off, like, yeah, a real chill mood. It's chill vibe. So, no, yeah, I liked it a lot, man. Except for the 6'9 line. That's pretty much it. I heard a 6'9 line in there, and I was like, oh, okay. I guess. That's cool. But, yeah, man, I liked it. Billy T, keep doing the damn thing. I'm going to go with a 3 on that one. A 3. A solid 3 right there for me.
Okay. A nice,
solid 3.
DJ up this hair.
I'm going to go with a 3 as well. I like the song. I always like songs within songs, and at the end, he kind of switched it up a little bit, so that was cool. So he got a 3 for me.
All right, and we also like to give our special guests the opportunity to rate songs as
well.
Yeah, bro. How you? Nah, oh, you want to go? You want me to go? No, I'm going to go, but you want me to go?
That's what's up. All right, man. Does it remind you of anything? I was trying to think if it reminded me of anything. Yeah. Got you. I love it. Oh man, that's great. Yeah, so that was Billy T at Billy T Music, and that's he's got his stuff available on all platforms. Some is of course really important. We talked a little bit about that last week about getting your music on all the different platforms, because everything is, of course, that's where everything is at these days. So yeah, man, make sure to go ahead and check out the man Billy T right there. Appreciate you submitting. If you want to submit and be featured like Billy T, how can they do that, Bree?
Make sure y'all go to WBN Pro Radio, hit the submit button for your chance to be featured and rated on next week's show.
Absolutely, man. Speaking of shows, I still got tickets.
Jambalaya.
I got these motherfucking tickets, man. Yeah, Jambalaya. Tickets on deck for Austin, yeah. Texas. That is for $110 apiece. That is general admission, but that's Travis Scott, Lil Wayne, Gunna, NBA Youngboy, City Girls, Blueface, Sheck West, Manny Mo making a guest appearance in the VIP. Who knows? Who knows who you might run into at the Jambalaya, man. Yeah, so hit me up for that. I'm DJing most nights of the week now, so I got plenty of locations where you can meet up with me and pick those up, man. Save yourself the service fee, because if you buy that shit online, it's like another $30 service fees. So don't do that. Let me be a plug. Let me help you. Let me help you. Help me help you.
Gonna get you the tickets for the low.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So, guys, this week has been kind of weird. I don't know if it's been kind of weird for you guys, but for me it's been kind of weird. I think for people who have any kind of reach or any kind of leg or foot in the hip-hop community, it's been weird for them as well. And of course we're talking about rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle, who was gunned down in front of his store in LA, the Marathon store, at 33 years old. So, you know, obviously not necessarily young by a lot of people's measure, but also, you know, definitely a life cut short. Somebody who's doing a lot of positive things in the community, somebody who's affecting things in a really positive way, somebody who spread a really motivational message. And I think that's really why it hurt so much, is just he was just spreading such a positive message, man. He was somebody who was always doing good in that community and somebody who's so beloved. So yeah, obviously rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle, man. And I know there's a couple of events going on this weekend, you know, obviously to honor Nipsey and his contributions to the hip hop community. Bree, you were talking about that there's going to be a vigil at on Sunday, correct?
Yeah. Shout out to my homeboy John. He actually got, you know, quite a few people together to actually host a vigil at Givens Park down in Austin on Sunday at 6 p.m. We've reached out to quite a few people, including KVU News and a couple of people even with iHeartRadio Media Austin. So make sure you guys come out, support, show your condolences. And again, we're doing this for Nipsey.
Yeah, for sure, man, for sure. It's a big loss, a big hole in the community, man. Like I said, yeah. it's been kind of a funky mood all week long, man. I was a fan. I wouldn't say like a huge, gigantic fan, but I was definitely a fan of Nipsey, a fan of, you know, his music, a fan of his movement and stuff, obviously, man. So how has it kind of affected y'all? Or have you seen kind of a difference this week in how things are? Damn. You listening to Pretty Ricky while you find out?
Wow.
The spirit of the ass throwing was not there.
Wow.
Nobody really
is. Oh, man.
That sucks, man. That sucks, dude.
We mourning right now.
That's crazy.
One of the few.
And I think another piece of it, man, is a lot of us see a lot of the difference, you know, the differences between the hustle, like where people actually start out and where they actually end up at. You know what I mean? So as far as the come up, as far as seeing somebody make it and start helping their community, man, I think that's what's so big and what was so huge about the message that he was giving, man. And why it hurts, again, because it hurts so bad, because that's what we work towards, I think, every single day, is getting to that pinnacle to where you're like, yeah, I can help my people out. Yeah, I could do things for my community. Yeah, I can make a difference for other people. And then the fact that you could get to that point and then just have it ended, you know, so abruptly. So
yeah, like a lot of people saw him as, you know, the present Tupac, you know, in our community. You know, shout out to, you know, everybody here that, again, that's supporting, even across, you know, the United States, you know, even Austin and the community that's coming out for the events. Like, it's it definitely hit a lot of people personally.
Yeah.
With his death.
Sure. Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah, and I think that the Tupac comparison is a good one too, man. I think it's apt because I think I was like 6 years old when Tupac and Biggie happened, so I kind of understood, but I didn't really understand.
This one is felt though.
Like. Yeah, for sure. This is somebody like you said, man. We kind of grew up listening to that kind of stuff, so it's tough, man, for sure. So we're gonna play a little bit of Nipsey, man, and we're gonna let y'all know definitely some more info on these vigils and you know where people are gonna be at. Obviously commemorating his life. I know there's gonna be another one at Terminal 6 on Saturday night. Shout out to my boy Lil Mike as well, doing that and helping out a hand with that. So we're gonna jump into this joint right here. This is one of his latest releases. This joint with Roddy Ricch. This joint is called Racks in the Middle. Shout out to Nipsey Hussle, man. R.I.P.
I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine this shit. I been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest bitches. Young nigga been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me.
We was lurking on her. Ain't show no mercy on her. We was going back to back. We put a curfew on her. It was dark clouds on us, but that was perfect for us. We know you always crash and burn, but it was working for us. Let my tent to V12, double check the details. Gotta cross my T's and dot my I's or I can't sleep well. Millions off of retail, once again I prevail. Knew that shit was over from the day I dropped my pre-sale. Hold up, let the beat build, see me in the street still. I been fighting battles up a steep hill. They gave my road dog 12, it was a sweet deal. And I been riding solo trying to rebuild. Look.
I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine this shit. I been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest bitches. Young nigga been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me.
Yeah, under no condition would you ever catch me slipping. Motorcade shooters plus the Maybach chauffeur driven. If they catch me with it, don't send me off to prison. Judge ain't sympathizing, court don't show forgiveness. Engine in the Lambo drowning out the music. Sip Dior with the flowers, 5 gold Cubans. Champagne while I shop, hope I splurge foolish. Closing escrow twice this month, both commercial units. Damn, I wish my nigga Fast was here. How you died 30-something after banging all them years? Grammy nominated in the sign of shedding tears. All this money, power, fame, and I can't make you reappear. But I don't wipe them though. We just embrace the only life we know. If it was me, I'd tell you, nigga, live your life and grow. I'd tell you, finish what we started, reach them heights, you know. And gas the V12 to the pipe and smoke.
I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had a pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine this shit. I been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest bitches. Young nigga been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me.
Another $1 million bill, that's just some regular shit. See my granny on the jet, some shit I never forget. Next day we flew to Vegas with my Boomer Connects. We break bread, we ain't new to success. Blade music and best. Enterprise, take lucrative steps. Cold game, but I knew it was chess. As a youth in the set, learn the game, you a student at best. But it's a couple things you can expect. Nah, just like money, no money, nigga shooters respect. Other shooters, we was both doing my crew on your neck. I'm on the freeway in the drop, it got me losing my breath. I do the dash with the blues on the deck.
Heat Check Radio, that right there was Nipsey Hussle featuring Roddy Ricch with Racks in the Middle.
Yes, sir.
The last release from Nipsey Hussle, obviously prior to this weekend's events, man. So, again, shout-outs, RIP to Nipsey Hussle, man. All his contributions will never be forgotten. We'll make sure that the marathon continues. You know what I'm saying? Because it don't stop no matter what, man. So, shout-out to the man. I don't think we have to rate that. I think we can all just agree that that's
five.
Fire.
Yeah.
It's fucking
yeah.
fire.
Five, right? Five, five.
Goddamn, that shit. Oh, goddamn. Yeah, man. Shout out to him and Roddy Ricch doing the damn thing. All right, y'all. It's going down.
You already know.
First off, we have another phone party coming. Ain't that right, Bree?
Yes,
you're dressed for the phone party already. Did you think it was today?
I am ready for the summertime, y'all. I don't think I understand. June 1st is about to be turned. Like, I am ready. We're going to be out there in the phone, shake some ass. Oh, wait. Oh, wait.
That's y'all, special. Y'all are great as well.
Like, you ready, DJ? Yep, that's her.
You should have seen Yup, That's Her face when you checked that right there. That was amazing.
Period. Phone. Period.
With a T at the end. Period.
Period.
Like, I love Yup, That's Her because she's one of those people that can't hide her emotions. Like, her face will always show what she's thinking.
Oh, I do. Blessing and a curse, y'all.
You know exactly what that woman is thinking right there. Yeah, so Pro Summer Jam is the phone party.
Yes, sir.
Drinks, food, foam, women in bikinis.
Water games. Already know.
Yeah, man, we got a lot of
women
stuff
going
on.
Women in bikinis. I mean, that's it, really. That's all you gotta say. Women in bikinis.
But you gotta say it like that.
Oh, well,
you have to say it exactly like that. Yeah, so that's the Pro Summer Jam event, man. It's going down June 1st. That is at La Cueva Sports Bar.
Yes,
make sure to be on the lookout for the ticket link for that. We'll be sharing that as well if you're not already following at WBM Pro Radio on all social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that junk. Also, man, I'm DJing, of course, because I'm DJing every single night of my entire life for the rest of my life, probably. It seems like. Throwback Thursday tonight at Thirsty Turtle. That's 10 to 2 a.m. Also got the pregame with me at Lit Lounge on 6th Street. That's Saturday, 6 to 10 p.m. And also 6 to 10 again at Lit Lounge, but this time on Sunday with my boy Confucius Jones. It is the Crazy 88. We do the damn thing. We do the motherfucker up. Yeah, so we like to set up at Lit Lounge. We like to throw some movies on, network, kick it, and me and my boy Confucius Jones throw down back-to-back sets. So obviously, if you know what's up, you know my man Confucius Jones has got
party
the heat as well,
yeah,
just like me. Maybe even, yup, that's her. You never know. You'll never even know.
You'll never know until you're there and you know.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So that's all the stuff that's going down this weekend. Y'all got anything going on this weekend?
Other than I'm getting prepared for this 10K Sunday, y'all.
Ooh.
I really am.
Are you ready?
No. Like, mentally, no. Physically, I am. But me trying to figure out that I'm about to run these 6 miles on Sunday, I told all my friends and family when they come, look, I'm going to need y'all to have some shots at the finish line. I'm going to need some ice cream and all the fatty foods I have not ate in the past 3 weeks. I am dying over here.
We need to celebrate marathon
style. Oh, yes.
Style.
Yes.
That's what's up. Did you, like prep a playlist? You got, like, your stuff ready? You got your outfit
Honestly,
ready to go run?
My playlist, I mean, it has Nipsey Hussle, of course. And then also, mine is really more old school. Like, Biggie, Tupac. Bone Thugs and Harmony. Like, I like the old school rap. Like,
you running a Thuggish Ruggish Bone?
Yeah, Thuggish Ruggish Bone, yeah.
Now.
First of the month. Notorious Thug, B.I.G. You already know.
Gotta start it.
Yes. Oh,
bad.
Yeah. I need something that'll keep me hyped throughout the entire thing. So, I'm ready.
All right, cool. Well, we need you to live stream it from the WBM Pro Radio. So,
I got you.
Be prepared for extra weight on your back. All right, man, that's pretty much everything that's going down. When is the marathon? When is that?
Oh, it's Sunday. I don't have the time yet. I'm actually supposed to pick up my packet on Saturday. So.
They haven't told y'all what time you're running it at?
No, I tried to look for it online, but from years ago from me doing it, I want to say we started at like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. So I'm, in my head, I'm hoping I can get it done in about an hour, hour and a half. So
Did you get scammed?
Huh?
Is this like a non-existent marathon?
No, this is the big Statesman 10K. No.
No, it's the real one. It's real, I promise.
It's so real.
No,
you pay $500 to a Nigerian prince and then you run a 10K.
No. Thousands and thousands of people definitely come out for this event, so make sure you guys come out and support for sure.
Damo, have you ever run a 10K?
Nope.
What's the farthest you've ever run in your life?
Nope.
No,
not even the mile that they
sports.
Made you run.
I mean, yeah, gym. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But,
you look like you play basketball though.
Yeah.
Cause I'm tall. That's racist.
Wait, right?
That's right. That is.
Absolutely. I feel the same way.
That's touchy. It's a touchy.
So you didn't play basketball?
I mean.
Yitty.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but. You know what I'm saying?
That's so, besides the point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe I did.
Did you play baseball as well?
Nah, I can't do that. Because if I get hit, nah, that ball is hard.
Yeah.
Have you ever hit a baseball, like, full speed? That shit hurt. I'm
I got
good.
Hit with a football. That was bad enough.
That shit's scary, bro. Like, imagine being a pitcher, because that shit could come just, like, bruh, right back at you.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to be fast, bro.
Straight.
You got to be fast, man. Speaking of fast, man, you came out here real fast out of Brooklyn, right?
Did.
That's what's up, man. So what's it like being from New York?
I don't know, bro. It's pretty regular. Like, people like it. It's whatever.
How do you like being an artist out there? Because a lot of the artists that we talk to are local based, so they're either Austin or maybe like surrounding areas, San Antonio or something like that. We don't often. It's not often that we get an artist that's from a completely different state, and especially okay. like I said, somewhere like New York is obviously New York, the birthplace, yeah. you know, kind of the mecca of hip hop and everything. So what has your experience been like as an independent artist out there?
It's been cool. I've been at it for like 10 years. I want to say. So from when like give or take, like 10 years, I was doing poetry and touring doing poetry. It's like spoken word. And then I started doing music. And it's been cool. Like, depending on who you know and what you know and like how much you've done, like you can get shit popping. But it's a lot of artists, bro. Like, it's a lot of artists. So it's like, it's kind of hard to like break through for that reason. Like, it's like a city of millions of people and like, out of those millions, at least like a solid 500,000 of those people make music. So it's like, it's different. But as long as you stay the course, like, you'll be fine. Like, I've been around for long enough. I'm still young, you know what I mean? Got a lot of shit to do.
Well, what's cool about what you do, man, is like, you know, if you can look at your Instagram bio, for instance, you know, artist, comedian, you also produce and do beats and stuff like that, man. So one of the kind of, I think one of the first things that I came across that I saw of yours was one of the remixes that you did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we talked about this last night in the club, actually. Yeah, yeah. It's a Baby Shark remix.
Yeah.
And that shit is amazing. It's fucking really? Great.
I do these, I like remix like cartoon intros.
Yeah.
And I did Spider-Man. That's like the most popular one. It's like 438,000 on Twitter and shit. But the Baby Shark one is at like 25K on Instagram. Like, people, I don't know, like, it was just, like, literally just me being high in the crib and, like, just doing it because it was something I wanted to do. Like, I do comedy. It's a part of comedy, so it's, like...
See, I like that. And that one thing I will say about that is that's what makes you different from a lot of other artists. Right. Not too many people can pull that off, especially with the Baby Shark song.
That shit is hot.
Yeah, I
know. It's, like, hot. It's fucking dope. We're going to get this shit on the air right now. We're going to figure it out and get it on here because the world needs to hear this thing. I love it, man. I seriously listened to that shit for, like, a day straight. I was like, this shit is amazing.
I had to put the Spider-Man up one. The Spider-Man one up because people kept asking me, like, yo, where's the Spider-Man one? So the Spider-Man one is on Spotify. I mean, it's not Spotify. It's on SoundCloud. It's on YouTube. And people are constantly listening to that shit. Like, it's something I did in the crib, laying down in my bed.
Shit.
I was just smoking them.
No effort.
I did that shit just because I wanted to. And
that's usually the best shit that pops off.
It works.
Yeah.
It works. Music and comedy, that's my whole thing. So it's like, it makes sense for me to do like a comedic remix to something.
When it's crazy, man, when something just flows so naturally and then it's like received well, it's just like, oh shit. That's,
like, it was overwhelming. Like, I had to stop because like people was just like, yo, you should do this. Yo, you should do this. It's like, bro, I did this shit because I was just bored in the crib. Like, it's not, but now it has to be a thing, so.
Yeah, absolutely. But you should do a Finding Nemo joint, though.
Bro, see?
Right.
See? All the time. Like, it never stops. Like, it don't ever stop. But it's dope, though. I like it.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, speaking of your music, man, we're going to go ahead and jump into some of this Damo Briggs right now. So this first joint we got, Right Cheer, because I see that I don't have it even pulled up on my outline.
It's all good.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'm very prepared at all times.
I mean, listen, it's life.
Nah, this first one we're going to jump into is called Nathan's. Okay. And I'm assuming this is about the hot dog place?
It's about hot dogs, but it's not about the hot dog place.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Oh, man.
This first track is from Damo Briggs, man. It's called Nathan's here on the Heat Check. Let's get it. Here we go.
keep shit locked like Gita when I'm Gita. Eat that pussy till she scream Wilhelmina. Then back on my Chevy Chase for Velveeta. I go above and beyond just to run my fear. Damn, it was like Dama, where you been? I've been fighting demons, nigga, breaking fucking chains. Got little shorty pregnant, she ain't keeping, they was twins. I was living reckless, getting shit with the sins, but we back, came through smelling like back. Blue chick is a teacher, and that's a fact. Whole team getting dubs, fucking rap. Can't do it on my own, that's a fucking fact.
They got my back.
Yeah, you know the name.
You know.
I only spit fire, it's vivid, it's yoga flame. I used to be timid till pussy came into play. I usually get cutty score, it's a fillet. Tell me something good, a sucker Frank. Whole case closed, used to ride around with the same clothes. Days old, 50-50 on a hero. Something good, a sucker Frank. Whole case closed. Used to ride around with the same clothes. Days old, 50-50 on the hero, dead bro. Always had hoes, I really need the bread though. It's brief. Fuck you mean. I'm not nice. I'm fuck you mean. Think twice before you talk to me. Think twice if it's not about cheese. If it's amethyst on my neck, cause I rock on my neck. Big checks, let's buy back. Leafly, truly, goofy, dummies, cochise, 2G, zoning. I need, leafly, truly, goofy, dummies, cochise. Gold on my neck and wrist like my cousin Keith. Tell the hating bitches sucking me.
Shout out to our special guest, Mr. Damo Briggs. That was Nathan's. Now, I don't know if you know this or if you've listened to our show, but we like to give our special guests the opportunity to rate their own songs here. So we're actually going to start with you first. So how did you like that first joint that we played for you? How would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 5 flaming emojis?
On a scale of 1 to 5, I'll go to 4. Because no effort, like it's that, it was a part of that time where I was like doing them cartoons, and it was just like, yo, just rap, bro, like just rap, it's easy. Like I love freestyling and shit like that. So that was one of those times where I was just freestyling and just started writing, and then it came together. I'll give it a 3.5 for real. So I didn't really put effort into it. Like it was just me just rapping.
Okay, Mamo. How are you feeling that joint?
I like that joint right there, man. I'm going to go ahead and throw you a 4.
Appreciate it.
4 on that joint right there. Nice vibe, nice flow on that joint. It was definitely not about Nathan's Hot Dogs,
it's
the
not.
Place.
It's not. There's a phrase in New York we use. It's called, you tell people often to suck a Frank. So, essentially.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Suck a Frank. Okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Or eat a Frank. Eat a Frank, essentially.
See, I'm from Ohio, but...
Okay. You know what I mean? We tell people eat a Frank, like, if you...
Yeah.
Eat a Frank.
Be Frank, too, okay.
Frankfurters.
Be Frank.
Wow.
Be Frank.
Why are you... Why are you blushing talking about
hot
dogs right now, dude?
Don't do that to me.
It's inappropriate.
Look, chill.
This is my favorite part of the show.
Yeah, y'all Thank like you. To get my ass about stuff.
Yep, that's her.
That was hype. I was actually over here like trying to do my Millie Rock at the end.
I'm going to show you how to do it. Millie.
Yeah, before you. We leave, just show me so I can, you know what I'm saying, kill these niggas out here.
All about, according to Damo Briggs, all about the shoulders.
It's all
about the shoulders, baby, yes. But yeah, he got a 4 for me. I liked it a lot.
Appreciate it.
Honey
B. I actually give it a 4 as well. I see it as a club banger. And I actually like the lyrics in the song, too. So, and yes, of course, we weren't talking about hot dogs, but y'all got me blushing over here. But, yeah, I thought the song was pretty dope, and I'm definitely going to give it a 4 for you.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Where can people find your music, bro?
literally everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, SoundCloud, AudioMac, Napster, fuck, anywhere. Google me, not like in the way, like Google me rich, but...
but essentially, Google me rich.
Like, if you're on any platform you have, I have music there, like, guaranteed.
Okay. That's what's up, man. It's glad, yeah, man, you got that stuff everywhere, just ready to find it.
Yeah, bro, like, 10 years, like, you know what I mean? Like, I had to figure out something, so it's like, I have to.
Absolutely, man. And is that part of the reason why you kind of branched out and started doing kind of some of those different things? As far, because I don't know how long you've been doing the comedy either.
It's just always like that's me. Like I'm just people think I'm funny, and I be dead ass. Yeah. So that's how I know I'm funny. Yeah. So it was just like yo, like you're laughing right now, but I'm dead ass serious. But that's just how it works. Like I figured it out. Like yo, people think I'm funny. I can use that. Cool. I've been wanting to do like comedy since forever. Like Jamie Foxx is like the guy for me. Like that's my idol type shit. So. Like, he can juggle all of these things. I'm trying to juggle all these things, essentially. Right. That's not how that works. That shouldn't work like that.
I was waiting for that. So what would be like your main goal then? Because as somebody who kind of likes to do a couple of different things, what would your main goal as far as what you're doing right now in entertainment?
Well, I'm trying to, like, act. I just wrote a web series. Like, I got a web series I'm about to start filming.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, I'm about to start filming that. I wrote it. I'm just trying to like stay active, bro. Like I'm trying to eventually have a stand-up special. I'm trying to like have a show on like a Vice or a, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to have a show. I want my music to be in a position where I can tour. Like, I want to do all of those things. And it's possible. So I'm going
to
do it.
I too would like a show on Vice because they pay their on-air talent to just get fucking up. Ripped,
but then it's like I got a,
all the time.
I got a homeboy that's like he's about to be on Vice. Actually, he's a part of Complex's. Like Complex has this show he's a part of, and he's about to do that shit. And I was supposed to do a song on him before I came here, but it just works like that. I have somebody in Vice essentially, so it's like it's just about staying the course and like getting this shit done.
Absolutely, man. That networking, those connections are so important too, man. Because you never know where stuff like that can lead. So you just got to make sure that you're valuable. Of course, just always be. Value to the table, absolutely. Ready to jump into some more music right now, Bri?
I actually have a question, real quick.
Okay.
Real quick, how is it transitioning from being, you know, an artist to actually going into the acting field?
It's the same thing for me because, like I said before, like I started like with spoken word poetry, so like essentially it's like theater. So you know what I mean? Like essentially, spoken word poetry is theater. So I learned how to perform and like control a crowd and you know all that shit. So it's like. Acting is the same thing. Like I'm evoking emotion. I'm, you know what I mean. Like it's easy. Like it's right. Like even with stand up. Like I could do stand up because I talk shit all the time. So
like
it's like
second nature.
That's what I do. So it's like that's it works. Like that whole just the comedy music thing works for me because like essentially that's who I am.
That's what's up, man. Yeah. Oh yeah, bro. That's dope. That's dope as hell.
Sorry,
bro.
I was smoking, so I'm a little.
And you just keep going, man.
You see, this nigga is my brother.
You see, my brother. Dr. Sebi.
You know what I'm saying?
Too soon. All right, too soon. Damn. All right, you ready?
All right, y'all. So
I got the whiskey.
There's been a lot of tinfoil hats coming out and on the internet. All right, bro. So, like, just there's a lot of conspiracy theories, a lot of that shit out there. We're gonna have respect and not even jump into all that. But I do think it's funny how people do just immediately start jumping to that kind of shit. So, you know, whatever. Let's jump into this music, man.
All right, y'all. So this next artist is an R&B singer here from Austin, by the way, of Houston. This is Drent with First Choice.
Rising. I see it.
Check radio. All right, the lights have been turned off. The R&B vibes have been set. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat Check Uncut.
Y'all, shout out to my boy Trent out there with the R&B song First Choice. I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna go, look at our special guest. I'm gonna go first. I definitely gotta give that a 4. I was really feeling the vibe. It kind of reminded me of watching Fifty Shades of Grey. I was sitting there thinking of like certain scenes when they're in the red room, and it just had that, you know, real,
like, yeah, it's rough. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, but
please, tell me more.
real leather and strap. Real leather and strap.
I have to. I definitely got to give it to that artist.
That rough.
I give it a 4.
Hey, you know, it's almost Sunday, so you got to.
Oh, I still go to church on Sunday. That don't mean nothing.
Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Real quick sidebar, my roommate used to date this girl that was like, she sold like sex toys and stuff.
No.
So she would get stuff shipped to the house. And I guess the other day, like, they still ship something to the house. But I can't have the package or whatever, man. But I pulled up in the driveway and there was just one of those whips just like chilling in the driveway. It's like a satin red whip.
Freak school. Yeah. Like, what's going on?
So, I mean, it's in my house now.
That's what I call it, freak me.
And, did you wash it? Rinse it off? You rinse it off?
You rinse it off. You rinse it off. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I just bought it. It still had the tag on it.
Oh, okay. You still got to rinse it off.
I'm joking. No, absolutely not.
Just in case. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe. You never know. Yeah, I rate that joint a 4, man. I liked it a lot when I heard it first. And I was like, oh, man, you got some R&B vibes right here. It was like one of those like slow hitters, but then the voice comes in. It's just nice, a very nice vibe right there. I give it a 4. Yep, that's her.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump on the bandwagon and give it a 4 as well. Everything Bree said, I agree. I want one of those R&B songs where they grab in the air though. Like, want one of those. We gotta get one of those.
You want a video?
I want you to grab the air like, you know, back in the day, Paul Thomas. I mean, they all did it.
In the middle
that's
of a rainstorm, R&B. Just in all white.
Real R&B, but
all
that was
white.
A 4.
Rainstorm.
That was a 4 for sure.
Rip off the wife beater.
Trying to set the mood in the rain.
Exactly. That's grab the air, comb the wind, all of that.
Oh, wow.
What'd you think about that, Damo?
I'll give it a 4. I just feel like the kid had a better beat, like better production. Him himself is fire, but better production would have made that shit like, cause the vibe he set the vibe. It wasn't really the beat; it was him. So like, I feel like if the beat hit a little harder, that shit would be in 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, you know definitely. I mean? Like,
it's that vibe he set in that tone, but.
Absolutely, man. If y'all want more of those R&B vibes, make sure to go check out the man at Just Drint, DRINTT, not K like the drink. I don't know where I was going with that, to be honest.
What?
I'm not sure. I can't be fucking good all the time, guys.
Shout
out
to Drint.
Thank you, Drint, for submitting R&B music, man. If you want to be heard or come through for an interview like my man Damo Briggs is here today, what do they got to do, Bree?
Make sure y'all, and please make sure y'all go to WBNProRadio.com, hit the submit button, and make sure for your chance to be featured and rated at next week's show.
Yeah, absolutely, man, absolutely. We're going to jump into this next joint from my man Damo Briggs. This joint is called King of R&B, correct?
It is.
Dude, so we're staying in the theme here. I like this.
Yeah, it's slightly based on 2003.
The number, not the year.
The year 2003. The video is shot. It's a lot of jerseys and headbands and do-rags.
Okay.
And I'm getting rubbed on with oil.
Is that the one with... Okay, so I used that picture.
That's the one.
So, also quick side note on the graphics that I do for the Heat Check. I try and just...
I try... You posted that?
Yeah, I try... I try and use the photo of an artist that I think would really like embody kind of what I think it would be.
And that makes sense. I was so confused why we had two different photos. So I'm like,
because I like to give people an option.
Essentially, I'm also a Gemini, so like it just works that way. Whoa. Oh. I feel attacked right now. I feel attacked. I thought we was on the same team.
There's been like 20 minutes of Zodiac talk on our past two episodes.
There's been so much Zodiac
on this thing. This next one is called King of R&B by my man Damo Briggs in the building on the Heat Check. Yep, that's her. Hit me.
Yeah. Nigga. We not wasting no more time.
I told you niggas.
No more time.
I told you niggas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Niggas put yeah. T-Pain on my shit.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
But I told you, niggas.
Squally.
Walk up in this bitch like,
who's he?
Feeling like G1 and O3. Come and get your girl, cause she on me. I don't even wanna, but she OD. And I see that you ain't around, but she's down and I'm with it. Cause she don't seem too committed.
That's on me.
That's on God.
Walk up in this bitch with the squad to flee.
Walk up in this bitch to flee with the squad.
Nigga looking like he got signed to QC.
Looking like I got signed to the mob.
But I only got $100 on me.
Still I stay on my job.
Still feeling like the king of R&B.
Still feeling like the motherfucking king, no.
Chris Brown, Bobby Brown, Tommy C.
Don't forget to say my motherfucking name, oh.
Young nigga on the ground feel like Jacquees.
Nigga do his motherfucking thing, no.
Ain't shit you niggas can tell me.
You gotta say a motherfucking thing, no.
Heat Check Radio, a shorty, but a goodie. I like that right there. What was that called, Brie?
It was called the King of R&B. Yes. Look, y'all can't be putting me on the spot now.
That's how you learn,
man. I get nervous.
That's how you learn.
The last time I was confident, I messed up still.
I wish y'all could see Honey Bree's face every time I throw it to her like that, because she's always like,
Wait a minute.
You got it.
You're great. You're great. You're the best co-host that I've had by far. Period.
I appreciate it.
No shade to you. Yep, that's her. You're awesome.
Damn, yeah, my fault.
She was just sitting in my own bubble.
Man,
I don't even listen to y'all half the time.
So I'm just DJing.
In my own bubbles, baby.
You're the best, man. I'm going to rate it first because I liked it a lot. Five, my man. Fire. The vocals, the beat, the references. Very good. King of R&B. It didn't all click until I heard kind of all the references. Yeah, and everything. Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, I see what you're doing here. Very nice, my man. Very, very nice. A five for my taste.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Honey B.
I got to give it a five as well, you know, especially with the references. I heard Chris Brown, Bobby Brown. Now, only thing I will say is you have a lovely voice.
Thank you.
In that song, bring it out more. Like, no, it was really dope, though. Yeah. But, yeah, bring out your voice. It's strong.
She wants you to belt that shit out. Yeah. She wants, like, a Whitney Houston solo or some shit.
Right?
That would be good. He could probably do that.
Well, your heart. Yeah, it's R&B.
I was raised in church. It's there. You know what I'm saying?
He's very soulful. What we thinking? DJ Yup, that's her.
I will give it a 4.
There we go.
I wouldn't gonna lie.
There we go.
I'm
with that.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 4. I liked it as well. I don't know, it's just missing something to me. I don't know, King of R&B, like, I don't know. It was missing something. I gotta see the visuals. Hopefully you grab an air. That might help a little bit. Oh, you grabbing that? You said you was oiled up and everything. That might help.
Is the visual for that out already?
Yes, the visual is out, yeah.
And of course, that's the one you were talking about getting oiled up for?
Yeah. It wasn't in my plan. My homeboy was like, yo, we're going to have you in the corner doing some R&B sexy shit. Take your shirt off. I'm like, all right. Ooh. And then my homegirl was like, oh, you need some baby oil. I was like, we don't got no baby oil. She's like, I do. And ran to her car and came back with a body of a bottle.
She got the essential oils in the car.
She had that shit on deck. I didn't believe her. She was like, I'll be right back. She came back with a bottle of baby oil.
She's been planning that with you for a while.
Nah, right? it was like three of my homegirls that was like, oh, grab his nipples. I was like, y'all gotta stop touching my nipples.
I got
to stop touching my nipples. Cause it's,
yeah, I got oil.
You see what I'm saying? It's always, one friend. Just in case. You might need the oil because the oil is stronger than the lotion. You know what I'm saying? It's
going to fill in. Make it hit.
It's going to fill in. It's going to fill in.
I got the Vaseline.
It's going to fill in the crack.
That's like
94.
Yeah. 85. I'm cool with it. I got the Vaseline for you.
Skin looking all healthy. Listening.
Never like know when you got to grease up for a tight fit.
Shit, man. Look like sheer.
I don't know. Vaseline sound like a fight about to happen.
Hand me my Vaseline.
Exactly. Yeah. Hold up.
That's how you know a fight's about to break out. You hear that shit, you better just run out of the door. You don't want none of them problems.
Got right Vaseline in my sneakers.
So if you see earrings come off, just go. Get out of
there. Don't even hesitate.
It's not safe no more.
You don't want the problems. Let's jump into a little bit more music, man. This next artist is actually out of New York as well, man. Out of Brooklyn also, man. This is Riley Wittens.
I know that.
You know Riley
nigga.
Wittens?
Yes. Actually, it's mad weird. He probably submitted because he knew I would be here. That's my guy.
That's what's up.
That's my guy.
Man. That's why I like the heat check, man.
That's my actual guy. Like.
You never know where you're going to get the heat from, right? So this joint is from Riley Wittens. This joint is called BTN 95 on the heat check. Let's get it.
At that 56 pass, I wasn't prepared to translate that. As I was doing that little tease.
Oh, that's
that
right.
Little mark with the A and then the ring around it.
At?
See, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Kay said she thought it was about.
Yeah. Oh.
But I'd never heard
around
it.
Around.
I'd never heard it
about,
said.
About,
I'd always
about,
seen
around.
The mark, but never heard it said. And then it sounded stupid when I said it. Violence at NBC.
Yeah, I heard it around or about, but what's your
name? There it is. Violence at NBC, GE.com. I mean.
Well, Allison should know.
What is
say
internet
that,
anyway?
Internet is
What up, my nigga? Coming live from the giggers. I'm downloading this jigger off the title, and that's on the Bible. Saving this porn in the photo on a different title. Burn the account, talking shit to your favorite idol. Chasing those likes for your life, dying for attention. For your vision, I'm living. I might resort to sinning just to say that I'm winning. Cali, would I be grinning? Y'all niggas is losers, beating me, the abusers. Rapper cashes, but we building though. Trying to cancel me for some shit I said 12 years ago. Niggas trying to argue me because I said cold length ago. Stunting for this fashion week. Bitch, you don't see this coat? Getting high off the cloud. Bitch, you don't see this coat? Instagram baddie post. Gotta be a freak hoe. And her DM said I'm lying though. Said that her ass is free, but is you buying though? So is you buying though?
That massive computer network. The one that's becoming really big now.
What do you mean? That's big? Wait, how does one know? What do you write to it? Like mail?
No, a lot of people use it and communicate. I guess they can communicate with NBC writers and producers. Allison, can you explain what internet is?
No, she can't say anything in 10 seconds or less.
Allison will be in the studio shortly.
What does it mean?
It's a giant computer network made up of...
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us what this was.
It's like a computer billboard.
It's not a... It's nationwide, and it's several universities and everything.
Right. And others can access it.
Right.
It's getting bigger and bigger.
Just it came in really handy during the quake. A lot of people, that's how they were communicating out to tell family and loved ones they were okay because all the phone lines were down.
I was telling Katie another time.
But you don't need a phone line to operate internet?
No.
All right, y'all, and that was Riley Wittens with BTN 95. They over here cracking up, y'all. I don't know what's going on.
Whiskey hit, Rilla. Goddamn, man.
I'm actually going to rate that first. I'm going to give it a 5, and the reason why I said it is I was actually telling DJ Yep, that's her. It had that, y'all seen the movie Brown Sugar, right? You know, when they're kids, they're walking down the sidewalk, and then, you know, they ask that question, you know, why you fell in love with hip-hop. It had, like, that most deaf vibe to it that I was feeling, like, definitely straight out of Brooklyn. So I definitely got to give it up to him, and I got to give it a 5, most definitely.
Yeah, I like that old-school New York feel, man.
Yeah.
That was love, man. That's definitely the era that made me fall in love with hip-hop, so I always love kind of a recall to it. But also, like, I like the sampling in there, too, you know, kind of just the whole internet, the atmosphere of the track, you know. It doesn't always have to be crazy fucking bars or people just going in or three verses in a hook, man. I like shit that does things unconventionally. So that's definitely, I'd say a 4 for me. I'd say it's a 4. What you thinking? Yep, that's her?
I'm going to give him a 5 because I like the sample that he used.
because I'm always calling people out on their samples. enjoyed it, enjoyed the flows. It felt effortless. It felt like the wind blowing. I don't know. I like that song a lot, so I'm fucking with it. 5 for sure.
Alrighty. Dama Briggs.
Let me turn my mic on. 5.
5. Brand. Absolutely, man. Make sure to follow that man at Riley Rittens. Riley Rittens, WRITTENS.
Yes, sir.
Like kittens, but with a W and an R. See, I don't know where the fuck I was going with that again. I'm not sure. I'm not sure where I'm going with these things. I just killing it today, huh? Nah, yeah. Yeah, so we got a little bit more music for y'all, but before we do that, again, man, make sure to check out all the events that we have going on all the time. Of course, follow us at WBM Pro Radio on all social media. Facebook is the big one that we use a lot to post a lot of our events and stuff, right, Bree?
Yes, sir, as well as Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Before we get up out of here, Damo Briggs, thank you very much for coming by, bro.
Thank you for having me, brother. Appreciate it.
It's definitely been a fun experience, man, having you by, man. And also, I want to say thank you to my man, Joints Raheem, in the building as well. Shout out to Joints Raheem, man.
Appreciate y'all having me out here.
I didn't know if I was going to have my little slot to say anything, but yeah, I appreciate it.
Listen, man, you are an ATX, you're ATX legend in your own right. Already,
oh man, I appreciate that.
Already,
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
man.
if you're in Austin, man, you see somebody wearing the ALGs, the Austin Original OG hats, man, which is. You fucking have to have seen somebody wearing those if you live in Austin. That's my man Joints Raheem right there, man. How can people find your gear, man, and all the Joints Raheem stuff, everything you got going on?
It's Joints X Raheem, R-A-H-I-M. We can find that .com on IG. I'm on Twitter, Hemerson. I've done projects with Damo, so we got Squadly hats on deck. We got more collaborations coming soon. Joints Raheem is out here. I'm trying to spread it out there. So we got stuff in Brooklyn. We got stuff in Madison. And it's people like Damo that's going to keep growing the brand that I'm trying to grow. So we're doing it together.
Absolutely, man. I'm excited to see where you keep taking things, bro. It's been good to see your progress and see how things have grown. And then, like I said, man, just seeing everybody rocking your shit around the city now, bro. Huge, huge deal, man. So appreciate you coming by. Appreciate you linking us up with the man Damo, too, man.
Yes, sir. It's all good. Thank you very much.
All love.
Where can they find you on social media, Manny?
Oh, man, nobody ever asked me. What?
You know, I got you, boo.
Nobody ever asked me. That's crazy. It's not that important. Whatever. I'm at TX Manny Mo on all social media, at TX Manny Mo, Twitter, Facebook, IG, Snapchat. I actually do it all. My social media game is semi on point, actually. The rest of my life, a fucking shambles. a goddamn mess.
No.
But the social media is on point. Yeah, so make sure to find us, man. Again, man, make sure to follow the station. Keep up with everything we got going on. Yep, that's her.
Hey.
Blow your socials up real quick.
Y'all know y'all can find me at DJ, YUP _THTSHER, DJ, yep, that's her. All around the boards, baby, I'm out here.
Absolutely,
booked,
man.
And busy.
Again, man, one last shout out to my boy, Black Marigold, a.k.a. KB, behind the boards, blackmarigold.com. All your recording visual needs. Make sure to hit us up. And shout out to my boy, Sachi, providing support, helping us out with all the social media, interning. Doing research over there, holding me down. What's up, bro? What you got?
All right, so tonight I'm at Scratch House.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm at Scratch House tonight doing stand-up.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Nice. I thought it was a music set.
No. I'm doing stand-up tonight.
Nice. Hemerson with the book.
I'm at Scratch House tonight doing stand-up. Monday I have a show with like some writers from Comedy Central, the writer from HBO. At Union Hall in Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Sorry.
Back in,
yeah, back in Brooklyn. I got some music coming out next week. Recipes Nipsey Hussle.
Absolutely.
Get a Squadly hat also.
Get a Squadly hat.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @chancletapapi_. Yeah, I said that. Ooh, if you don't know how to spell.
What is it? What?
@chancletapapi_.
Chancleta?
Yeah. Like slippers?
Poppy. Okay.
Poppy_. Chancleta. You did say in Mexican because you're racist.
Okay.
He's not racist. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
DJ, yep, that's where the pronunciation was there, though.
No, you had it. No, you had that.
I'm Mexican. I am.
Are you really?
No.
All right, well, that was fucked
up. My baby is, though, so by
default. I love Mexican men, though.
Exactly. I don't discriminate.
That's great.
Just saying.
Mexican, so.
Thank y'all. So, what's up, Bunny B? You got something else?
Yeah, I actually got another announcement. So, my own boy Spiffy, y'all know him, of course.
May 11th, he's also throwing a pool party as well. So make sure y'all catch him at his event.
Shout out to Spiffy for that gangster shit he just did.
Look at that. Did you just slip a promo into my show right now, Spiffy?
I'm going to pop out.
Where are you, bro? I'm going to pop out.
That
was disrespectful. Nigga, I hope that was an invite.
I'm going
to
be there.
And again, make sure y'all check out the vigil for Nipsey Hussle. Shout out to my homeboy, John. It will be at Givens Park this Sunday at 6 p.m.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Make sure y'all stay up with that. Follow our social media. We'll definitely be providing all the information on that. We are off next week, so we will catch up with you the following week. I don't have the date on me right now, but you know we announce all that shit, man. We're taking this... Yeah, we're going to set this thing out the right way. It is the 18th. Thank you very much, Up That's Her. And we're going to set this thing off the right way again, man. RIP to the great, my man Nipsey Hussle. This is a song that I heard for the first time when I went and visited my boys Confucius and Fresh at the Breaks. Shout out to my guys at the Breaks, always showing love. Again, man, this one is Hussle and Motivate. Oh, come on.
Wait,
come on,
man. Right, we gonna Nipsey, I'm going to let you finish.
Almost there.
I'm sorry. But look, I get to open for the Breaks Live.
Oh, I saw that. Congratulations.
Tuesday. Yes.
Next Tuesday?
Shout out to Confucius. Yes. Confucius.
Oh,
wait, hold on, y'all.
Shout out to my girl
Confucius.
DJ Up
Oh, wait,
her?
Not next week. It's the week after next, the 16th. It's on Tuesday. Don't worry about God the flyers everywhere. Follow me. But yeah, y'all, yeah. Move,
oh, y'all, she got excited
Move,
real
baby.
Quick.
I was excited, too, until.
Not here.
I know, right? So she said it was the 16th.
It's the 16th, y'all.
It's still
it's
going
coming.
Down, though. Right
yeah,
you.
You know what I'm saying? DJ Up, that's her. Moves, baby, moves.
Congratulations, DJ Up, that's her. I love watching your progression. I love it. You know, I'm a big fan of the break, so excited to go out there and see you, baby girl. It's going to be awesome, man. All right, man. Let's put a big old bow on this thing again. This is Nipsey Hussle with Hussle and Motivate. RIP to the great, man. Show some motherfucking love. Heat Check Radio. We out, bitch. Bye.
Pull up in motorcades. I got a show today. It's all I'm trying to do. Hustle and motivate. Choppers and throwaway. Hustle the overweight. That's why they follow me, huh? They think I know the way. Cause I took control of things. Ballin' the solo way. And if you pattern my trend, I make you my protege. Slossin' that soldier race. Niggas don't know them days. Take you in back of the buildings. Make you expose your rage. Take you across the tracks. Make you explode the face. Now you official now. But you got a soul to save. I just been cooking that note. I'm about to drop in a few. Think if I call it the great, the people gon' call it the truth. I ain't really trip on the credit. I just paid all of my dues. I just respected the game. Now my name all in the news. Trippin' on all of my moves. Quote me on this, got a lot more to prove. Remember I came in this bitch, fresh out the county with nothing
don't
to lose.
Don't lose for nothing. No. What I got on you. But I don't do this shit for nothing. No, not at all. Not at all. You, but my money.
You never rep. Passing through stages and life through the ups and the downs like it's all just another test. Live by the rules like a fucking ref. I got respect in 100 sets. Too many chains, need another chest. Glad no games if it wasn't chess. Come from that cloth that you couldn't stretch. Come from that circle you couldn't test. Heavily pressured and under stress. Even though niggas ain't sure, we was a mess. Honest attempt playing to the left. Judge a young nigga by their dress. Left is no option, what they expect. Only thing we knew for sure is the main set. Fuck living basic, I'm taking risks. Fuck what they saying, I'm saying this. Don't waste your time, it don't make you rich. It don't mean nothing, so fuck them, let's make a grip.
Double up, triple up, make assists. Ballin' so hard you can play a bitch. Lead to the lake if they wanna fish. Make sure them niggas around you stick to the script. This should be written in stone. You should come visit my zone. Don't take my word, double check all of my flows. Ask them how hustle got on, but fuck what you heard. This for who walked down that road. Sold everything but they sold. Straight off the curb. Real niggas rich as you nerds. Address to whom and make it so. Don't do this for nothing. Nah.
Three laps.